Adding to mounting concerns over the Israeli indoctrination of U.S. police were the 2014 statements of a former Israeli soldier, Eran Efrati, a 28-year-old sergeant in Israel's Nachal Division, served in the West Bank and was discharged in 2009. He then joined Breaking the Silence, an organization of Israeli veterans hoping to raise awareness of questionable activities in the West Bank. Addressing the American public, Efrati warned, "If you don't care about Palestinians, you guys should know, you are next in line. The next one who will die from a tear gas canister into his chest will be in Zuccotti Park, will be in Denver, will be in Oakland, in San Francisco. It is happening here already. It is happening to different people, to people of color, to immigrants in this country. It is already happening. You guys are next in line. The next one who will die out of brutality of the police will be one of your sons or your daughters in a protest, because they, U.S. police and Israeli soldiers, are training together. Your police training with our army. Our army is training them how to take care of the enemy, but when they come back, you are their enemy." Many observers fear not only that this sort of official training may be negatively affecting the behavior of this nation's officers, but that certain aspects of American culture may also be to blame. Vicious films and video games may be partly responsible for hardening the minds of young people toward violence. Young men and women who play first-person shooter games and watch films filled with car chases, beatings, and shootings soon assume this is natural. These same conditioned youths grow up to be both police officers and gang members to whom violence is an accepted part of life. Overly aggressive cops make for problematic situations, because even when cops are in the wrong, it is often difficult to discipline them. For example, in 2013, Lafayette, Indiana Lieutenant Tom Davidson was videotaped knocking over the wheelchair of 25-year-old Nicholas Kincaid during an encounter with police. Lafayette Police Chief Patrick J. Flannelly, following an internal staff investigation, said Davidson's use of force was outside our training and policy and recommended Davidson be fired. But a Civil Service Commission board voted 3-2 to merely have Davidson demoted and placed on probation following a 30-day unpaid suspension.